Mama Louise is in pain. She is a patient at the Heal Africa Hospital in Goma, the capital of the North Kivu region in the Democratic Republic of Congo. A belt of plaster around her hips hampers the energetic woman's every movement. Mama Louise was injured during a demonstration several weeks ago. She and a group of friends had wanted to hand an open letter addressed to President Joseph Kabila to the district government. While they were marching in protest in front of the government building, a taxi hit the group of women, injuring six of them severely, including Mama Louise, who has had to undergo hip surgery. Like other women in Goma, she's fed up with the fact that offenders who rape women or commit other forms of violence in the North Kivu region are still going unpunished.
We wrote a report and passed it on to the government, but the government remains passive and does nothing to end the impunity.
In fact, there is a law that makes sexual violence a punishable offence, but the women in East Congo haven't noticed any difference since that law was passed in 2006, says Louise's friend and women's rights activist Brigitte.
We can't see the law really being enforced, nor do we see an end to the impunity. There is a lot of violence, and we don't see anyone being prosecuted or punished. We even know of high-ranking politicians who have committed acts of violence.
The open letter from the women in North Kivu lists many acts of sexual violence committed by the army as well as by rebel groups. In the Goma region, above all in Rutshuru and Masisi, encroachments by the Congolese army continue. Former fighters of the CNDP Tutsi rebels tyrannize villages in the border region, just as the 4,000 or so rebels of the Hutu militia FDLR do. Because of the war, women are being treated like base commodities, says Brigitte.
Maintenant, avec la guerre,
a downright trade of women has emerged. Women have become sexual playthings.
Violence is rampant in North Kivu along the Sudanese border, though the government claims there is peace. There are still thousands of refugees. According to the UN, up to 120,000 displaced persons are still living in refugee camps in the region, and across the country, that number climbs to an estimated 700,000. 18-year-old Giselle has been displaced for 2 years. She lives in the Muganga 3 refugee camp near Goma. Standing between the white plastic tents with blue UN logos and carrying her 1-year-old son Jeremy on her back, she says she cannot return to her home village Masisi, just 80 kilometres from Goma. There, she says, the fighting continues. Women like Giselle are often the first to become victims of violence, despite the 2006 legislation in Congo that makes sexual assault punishable by law. The women of Goma write in their letter to President Kabila that acts of sexual violence are being trivialised and that authorities are not making any attempts to address the problem. Giselle and the other women in the Muganga camp face this violence every day.
When we are in the forest to collect our firewood, there are bandits there and also army people. They rape us.
Even small children and the elderly are subject to rape. Doctors at the Heal Africa Hospital have treated more than 30,000 women in the past 4 years, from 3-year-old girls to 70-year-old women. Despite the many cases of sexual violence, there are no official figures. The state simply ignores the problem.
There is a lot of violence against women. Many of us have been infected with diseases. Some have contracted HIV/AIDS, but there are no drugs and no medical care.
Drugs taken after a rape could help reduce the threat of contracting the virus that causes AIDS. If the women get pregnant after being raped, their children also risk being born with HIV. But women in eastern Congo don't get adequate medical care. The consequences of rape can pervade every aspect of a woman's future, says Mama Louise.
When this happens to a young woman, she cannot be married anymore. And if the woman is married, then her husband rejects her.
Her friend Brigitte says that women who have been raped are often treated like outcasts.
You're not respected anymore. They put you on the index. Your personality gets lost. You yourself get lost.
The hospital set up by the NGO Heal Africa is one of just two clinics in the region where women can get surgery when they have suffered severe internal injuries or obstetric fistula as a consequence of rape. With the help of an American foundation, Heal Africa has also started a DNA database in an effort to identify rapists. To date, neither the police nor the local district government have helped put an end to sexual violence by documenting cases and prosecuting offenders.
Rape and violence against women is very widely spread. It is used as a weapon in the war, and it is also a means to weaken the Democratic Republic of Congo. There is militia coming from abroad, from Rwanda or Uganda. Here in this region, they rape women and men. They rape your wife and your children in front of your eyes. That is really bad.
But the government in Kinshasa continues to claim that the war in the eastern part of the country is over. The traumatized people of the region feel abandoned by their political leaders. The government wants the UN mission MONUC to end as soon as possible and has called for a plan for the withdrawal of the Blue Helmets to be put in place by the middle of the year. For this reason, the complaints of the women in Goma are seen as an unwanted complication and a threat to the government's power. The fact that women like Louise, Brigitte and Giselle must rely on themselves makes their battle all the more difficult. They receive no help from foreign donors, says Heal Africa's Desiree Tswank.
Whoever stands up for human rights or women's rights here is threatened. They receive threats of murder. Even the families of activists are threatened. The political elite have created a climate of intimidation. And foreign organizations say the women's groups here aren't professional enough, which means that hardly any of them are getting support, and local capacities aren't being built up.
Mama Louise is evasive when asked whether she, too, has been directly threatened. She turns her eyes to the wall before answering.
Even if they told me, stop it, I would continue. For my country, the Democratic Republic of Congo. I will continue until we finally really have peace.
Sophie Tarr, Deutsche Welle Radio.